The heavens do rule. We need to remember that. Could be a lot of changes in the coming year, internationally and locally. Let us ever remember, in all those changes, that the heavens do rule. We have a God who can even make the wrath of men to praise him. We have a God in whose hand the heart of the king is. I was just thinking recently of a number of instances in the scriptures where mighty men set out on a pathway to do a certain thing, to make a certain decree, and the exact opposite of what they wanted came to pass. Why was that? Because the heavens rule. There was a man one time, his name was Pharaoh. He commanded that all the boy children should be thrown to the crocodiles. He wanted to contain Israel. He wanted to keep the lid on that nation. He didn't want to lose them. He didn't want them to gain the ascendancy. And so he made a decree: murder the babies. And because of that decree, a mother took a child and put it in a basket, put it in the side of the river. And because she did that, it was found by Pharaoh's daughter. And because she found it, she had compassion on it and eventually took it into the palace. And that child eventually went back into Pharaoh 80 years later and said, "Let my people go." If he'd never made that decree, his daughter would never have found Moses. And the mighty deliverer that God used would never have been in that position. Why was it that the decree of Pharaoh ended up in him losing the entire thing? Because on the morning, when the carcasses all rolled up on the shore of the Red Sea, it became abundantly clear, no matter what Pharaoh says, the heavens do rule. There was another man one time, not now the king of Egypt. He was the king of Babylon. His name was Belshazzar. The Jews were his slaves. And he himself, the king of a mighty empire and the king of a mighty city. Two sets of walls around him, 350 foot high and 87 feet thick. And much else besides, a 30 foot moat. Enough provisions with the river Euphrates flowing through to last 20 years, even under siege. And one night, we've been hearing about a party. One night he had a party to end all parties. 1,000 people at it. 1,000 of his lords. And in the middle of it, he made a decree. Well, he gave a command. He says, "Bring here the silverware from the temple of Yahweh in Jerusalem, and let us drink to the gods of Babylon." Didn't look like the heavens were ruling at that point, did it? It looked like man was in absolute control, and the devil had got the victory. But little did he know. On October the 13th, 539 BC, that while he was enjoying the party, the Medo-Persians had diverted the river Euphrates. And the Bible says, God loosed the loins of the kings, and they opened the gates, and underneath the city came the Medo-Persian army. And that night, Belshazzar was slain. You say, what's the point of the story? 3 years later, the man that took over said to all the Jews, "If you want to go back to Israel, on you go. You can go. You're free." And a night that had started with a man determined to mock God, because he decided to do that, because they were in party mode, they forgot to lock the gates. Because they were in party mode mocking the God of heaven, they forgot that the heavens rule. In through their dry water courses came an army that eventually meant that the people that Belshazzar had as slaves were set free, went back to Israel, and God paid Cyrus back with giving him half of Africa as a result. The heavens rule, not only the king of Egypt and the king of Babylon, but the king of Rome, Caesar. That's a great story. Have you ever thought that all the prophecies of the Old Testament had to be fulfilled exactly as they were written? And there was one that said this: King of Israel, great David's greatest son, the Messiah, where will he be born? He'll be born in Bethlehem. When Mary was just about to give birth, she was nowhere near Bethlehem. She was in Nazareth. And it just looked like one of those scriptures wasn't going to be fulfilled. But that particular night, Caesar was tossing in his bed away there in Rome and thinking to himself, how can I control my empire a little bit better? How can I raise a little bit more money? How can I just know where everybody is and collect all the money that I need to make the Roman Empire bigger and greater and better and stronger? He says, I know what I'll do. I'll just take a list of everybody that lives in the Roman Empire. And to get listed, you have to go back to where you were originally from. And so the decree of the great, mighty king of Rome, the emperor of Rome, went forth. And Joseph and Mary had to make a trek all the way from Nazareth down to Bethlehem. And so it was that they came to Bethlehem. And this day was born unto the nation of Israel a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You say, what's the point of the story? You see that baby that was born? It was just a little stone cut out without hands. And one of these days, perhaps sooner than we think, he's going to come back. And that stone is going to smash an empire which figures for us the whole times of the Gentiles, all from Babylon right down to Rome. And what Caesar did to try and strengthen and establish and perpetuate the empire of Rome led to the fulfillment of a scripture which led to the birth of one who will bring an end to the rule of the Gentiles and bring in the kingdom of everlasting righteousness. The heavens do rule. Do you know, in the lifetime of some of you dear brethren and sisters here, this principle was at work again. Just a few hundred miles from here, there was a man born called Adolf Hitler. And Adolf Hitler decided he would exterminate the Jews. And he set about, in a very efficient way, murdering from all parts of Europe, bringing them in their trainloads to Treblinka and Auschwitz and Sobibor and many of those other concentration camps. And hundreds of thousands, yea, millions of Jews were put to death. What did he want to do? He was a mighty man. He was the Führer of the Third Reich. And he wanted to finish off the Jews. But you know, because of what he did, three things happened. The Jews all got scared of living in Europe. And hundreds of thousands of them, before the war and after the war, fled back to the nation of Israel. Germany felt so guilty about what they'd done that Adenauer and others decided they needed to pay reparations to the Jewish people. And according to the Luxembourg Treaty, 3 billion Deutschmarks worth of raw materials were given by Germany to Israel to rebuild Israel. And Germany bought from Israel hundreds of millions of Deutschmarks of Israeli goods on which they could make a profit. And finally, the guilt of all the nations of the world, the collective guilt of the nations of the world, was so great that on May the 14th, 1948, for the first time in over 1900 years, there was such a thing as the State of Israel sitting away in the Middle East, despite what the Arabs wanted and the PLO and everybody else. You say, that's not in the Bible. No, it's not in the Bible, but Israel does have to be back in the land for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. I know they could be removed again, but it seems very unlikely, but we do know they have to be back in the land in unbelief. Why are they back in the land? Because of me? Because of you? Because of Great Britain? Because of America? The Jews are back in their homeland because of Hitler. And that proves one thing, if it proves anything, that the heavens do rule. I must sit down. One more. There's a man coming. He could be coming very soon if the rapture happens. There's a man coming. His name is the Antichrist. All the world is going to wonder after him. You can see how that could happen nowadays, can't you? With all the internet and all the other things that are around us. The dragon is going to give him his power and his authority. His coming is after the working of Satan's with lying signs and wonders and miracles and so on. He has a mouth speaking what? Great blasphemies. It isn't going to look very much like the heavens rule when he's on the throne. When as many as will not worship him shall be killed, and they shall say, who is like unto the beast? Indeed, the devil that controls him, he knows his time is short, so what does he do? The spirits go forth to gather the armies. Imagine Satan's efforts now to do what? Well, the Bible tells us what he's bringing these armies to Israel for. The Bible tells us, I saw the beast and the kings of the earth gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. The devil will bring the armies of the world to Israel to fight the returning Christ. And you say, this is something the king of Egypt never did, and the king of Babylon never did, and the emperor of Rome never did. Even Hitler didn't attempt to do this. This is the big attempt now to prove that the heavens don't rule. This is the attempt now to prove that Satan is the god of this world, and whoever he puts into power, that's what he wills. But when you read Zechariah 14, you get the other side of the story. What Revelation tells us is done by the devil in bringing these armies. Zechariah 14 tells us this: I will gather all nations against Jerusalem. You say, well, who is it? Is it the devil that brings him, or is it God that brings him? Well, that's the lesson for 2017. That whatever man thinks he's doing, and whatever man thinks he's accomplishing, God is behind the scenes and behind it all. Because the heavens do rule. And at the moment the Christ of God steps into the sky, and like lightning from the west to the east, he destroys the armies of the beast. Men will be able to see. Those who never worshipped that beast will be able to stand back as they see the vultures coming down upon the carcasses of the slain. And as they see the kingdoms of this world becoming the kingdoms of our God and his Christ, it will be blindingly obvious that what Daniel said long ago in Daniel chapter 4 is really true. The heavens do rule. And we can say at the end of 2016, Eddie Fairfield was in our home many years ago, and he said, before we go to bed, can we sing a song? Well, he wanted to sing it in Spanish. And he did. I didn't know what it meant in Spanish, but once he changed it into English, I recognized it right enough. God is still on the throne, and he will remember his own. May the Lord bless his word and help us to remember that the heavens do rule.